if you will, turn to Psalms 46. Psalms 46. We are thankful to be here tonight and certainly glad that Brother Brandon, Sister Susan, and the children are able to be here with us. And I know I'd just as soon sit and listen to him preach. And yet I feel like that we have begun a Bible study, and I want to continue on with that thought tonight. Last week, we began a study on refuge. And because of hell, it is such a comfort to know that we have refuge in Jesus Christ, because the wages of sin is death. That's a given. That's a law that's given by God. The wages of sin is death. And so, because we are sinners, we deserve hell. And that's a very scary thought, to think I deserve hell. And to think I was on the road to hell. We make that statement often, where somebody's on the road to hell. Just means that you're lost and you need to be saved. And without being saved, you would spend eternity apart from God. Eternity in outer darkness and a lake of fire. And so there's such comfort in knowing that we have refuge in Christ. We don't have to go there. If you're here and you're lost, you do not have to go to hell. If you're lost, you do not have to stay lost a moment longer. You can turn and you can trust Jesus and be saved. And it really is just as simple as John 3:16, whosoever believeth in him. And so, for us that are saved, we know that we have fled unto our refuge. We read that in the book of Hebrews. We have fled unto our refuge. And for those that are lost, it is imperative that you flee to refuge that is found in Jesus. Again, without being saved, you will end up in hell. And I know that's not a popular thought, and seem like a lot of people saying churches need to get away from preaching hell. But hell is just as real as heaven is.
Amen.
And so we are to trust in Jesus and be saved. But once that we are saved, you know, there's no safety outside of the refuge. It is provided in Jesus Christ. I'm not speaking of being lost here, but of a comfort that only comes in abiding in Christ. Jesus said to abide in Christ. If we don't abide, it's like a branch that's broken off. It withers away. And so to abide in Him, there's safety that is found in Jesus Christ. Your eternity must be made secure in Christ alone. But once you are saved, to learn to abide in Him. So last week we focused on the idea of fleeing to our refuge, to run to our... And I used the illustration as a child would run to mother and just bury their face in the mother's lap, that, you know, they're fleeing to that refuge, or the little farmer that's out on the prairie somewhere and sees a tornado coming, and he hurries and grabs everything and he flees to the shelter to get away from the storm. That idea that we are to run, we are to make haste and run to the Lord. And tonight I want to move away from the thought of the lost and focus upon us who are saved. Psalms 46 and verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Now, as we read this, I want you to think of this from the point of view of a child of God and the things going on in our world. You know, the different problems that we face, the different things that come our way that may overwhelm us. He says, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged. The kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice. The earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariots in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Now, he keeps mentioning the God of Jacob. You think about Israel. Israel and how they, you know, God referred to Israel as Jacob and vice versa. And you think about Israel and how they, the things that they would have to go through and sometimes just the insurmountable odds that they faced. And yet God was there with them. And because God was with them, there's no such thing as insurmountable odds. There's no such thing as being too much for our God. And so David could go up against Goliath. And why could he do that? Because God is with me. He couldn't go up against Goliath on his own. He would have been slaughtered. He was just a young boy, just a stripling of a lad, and Goliath was a giant and a warrior from his youth. And so he couldn't go up against this giant, except it be that God was with him. And so I want to focus tonight on the thought of Christ is our security. He's our refuge, and when we have refuge, we have security. We flee to refuge for security. If you're trying to get away from the storm, you run to the storm shelter, you're looking for security, a safe place to go to. And so it's important that the child of God develop the habit of trusting Christ as our refuge. A lot of people today, we trust everything, seem like, but the Lord. We trust Facebook, we trust friends, we trust ideas. We turn the TV on and listen to what some talk show host says, and well, they've got a good idea. Let's try that. Let's go over here to Pinterest, and boy, they've a lot of good ideas here. Maybe we try some of these ideas. And the last thing anybody wants to do, seem like, is turn to the Lord. But I want to encourage us that we need to flee to God because He is our security. Child of God, we have something that the world does not have. We have God on our side. God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? So here he says he is our present help. You ever in a situation where you need some help? You need it now. I don't need help down the road. I need it right now. Well, God is our very present help in a time of trouble. So to go to Him as He's our refuge. He is my refuge. I'm going to Him and there I will hide. There I will abide so that He can protect me, so that He can bless. He's our present help. He is our security. Notice the psalmist describes a very horrific scene. I mean, just to read it, it is kind of scary. It says, the earth be removed. Though the earth be removed. Yes, there's somehow there's safety in the Lord. Though things are falling apart around us, he says, though the mountain be carried into the sea. Can you imagine seeing such a sight? The earth is removed from the way we know it. The mountain sliding off into the sea. He says, the waters roar and are troubled. The mountains shake. The heathen raged. Ever have those raging against you? The heathen raged. Kingdoms were moved. The earth melted. I know it says in his sight, the earth melted. But if you look, with all these things going on, very scary thought, of all the mountains falling down and into the sea and everything, he says in verse 2, look again, it says, therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed. Even though these things are happening, we don't have to fear. Now, let's look at the day and time in which we live. We see a lot of things that's uncertain. I mentioned being saved, that we don't have to go to hell because of our refuge is in Jesus. But the Bible also says in the last days, perilous times have come. Dangerous times. That's the times we're living in. Very dangerous times. And a lot of these things are causing us to fear. A lot of these things cause us to be very uncertain, very unsure, and we worry a lot. It's sad to think that, you know, every generation seems like it's known for something. You know what our generation's going to be known for? Worrying. What our generation worries more than any other. The sale of drugs, just simply for those that worry, is up just more than you'd want to stop and give count to. It's just crazy to think of how much we spend, the time we spend worrying about things. And yet, to trust the Lord, He's my refuge. I don't have to worry. The Bible tells me I don't have to. He says I don't have to rise up early, stay up late. I don't have to eat the bread of sorrows. I don't have to do all that. Says, God said, I give my beloved sleep. The Lord has sleep prepared for us if we want it. So I tell you, you just don't know what's on my mind. I thought about something Brother Billy Mack said. Actually, he said his wife told him he was worried about something that's going on with the churches and just couldn't hardly sleep. And he was up and down and rolling. And, you know, this went on for several days. And his wife said, you know what? If you'll take that and lay it over on the floor, it'll be there when you get up in the morning. And he took that to mean, well, I need to, as a child of God, I need to quit worrying. And so he just laid it over on the floor and went on to sleep. So, Brother Brad, it's just not that easy with me. What if we trusted God like we say we do? What if we were really and truly Faithway Baptist? What if we really and truly, we had faith in the Lord that no matter if the mountains are falling into the sea, though the waters are raging, though things are just seem so overwhelming, God is my security. The Lord is my security. I'm going to trust in Him. Again, therefore will not we fear. The child of God is safe in the shelter provided by the Lord. Child of God is able to trust the Lord even in dire straits. I thought about King Hezekiah, and he received news. Matter of fact, Sennacherib, I think it's the name of the interpreter. He come and he come to the wall. King Hezekiah was up on the wall, and he and the army of the Assyrians come up against the wall, and he cries out in their language and tells them that you can just lay down all your arms, and if you'll surrender, we'll make peace with you. And then he tells them about all the kings that they've overthrown, and just a big scary thought that the Assyrian army has come against you, and they've already conquered everybody in their path, and we're probably not going to be any different than everybody else. And, except King Hezekiah had a secret weapon. He had a refuge that the king of Assyria didn't know much about. And King Hezekiah took the letter that was delivered to him. He took the letter and he went in before the Lord into the temple of the Lord. The Bible said he laid that letter out before the Lord. That's such a wonderful picture. He had a letter given to him threatening him, letting him know that, boy, if you don't surrender to me, you're going to be just like all the other kings. And he opens this thing up and he spreads it out before the Lord. And he said, Lord, you see their threats. That's such a wonderful picture to me. Whenever you're overwhelmed by life, when you're overwhelmed by things coming at you, just say, you know what? I'm taking this to God. I'm going to let God deal with this. I can't deal with it. I can't handle it. I'm going to let the Lord handle this. That's going to your refuge. If we can trust Him with the mountains crumbling, surely we can trust Him with a sickness, or surely we can trust Him with some financial issue. If we can trust Him when the waters rage and are troubled, surely we can trust Him whenever there's some family strife or there's some career move that we need to make, whatever the case may be. There is security that is found solely inside the refuge of Jesus Christ. Psalm 71. Verse 1, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holding up from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wanderer unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Again, I want you to take a good look at what we have in our God. That He is truly our refuge. He says here, in thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. I'm going to trust you. He's purposed his heart. He's made that determination. I'm just going to trust the Lord. And he goes on and he speaks. Look, Lord, you are my deliverance. You are my salvation. You are my strong habitation. You are my rock. You are my fortress, my hope, and my trust. That's who you are, Lord. You are the reason I was born in the first place. He said, even whenever I was in my mother's bowels, you were taking care of things for me, even then. God has known me ever since I was born, before I was born. He's been taking care of me for 41 years. A little over. Why shouldn't I trust him? He says, many wonder at me. You know, a lot of times people look and wonder, you know, how are you going to deal with these circumstances? How are you going to deal with life? Seems like life is tough for you right now. How are you going to deal with it? They wonder about it. You say, well, I'm going to trust the Lord. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to trust the Lord. A lot of people raise their eyebrow at that. I don't know about all that. So that's your plan? You're going to pray about it? That's your plan? You're just going to wait and see if God's going to come through? You got a better plan? Is there a better plan than trust in the Lord? I know that sounds mighty simple. He says, many wonder at me, but thou, Lord, you are my strong refuge. There's nothing to fear inside this fortress that I have here. Can I ask you tonight, have you learned to flee to the Lord quickly in times of trouble? I think too often we drag our feet at trusting Him. Often He's the last one we want to run to. And we feel like, well, whenever everything else fails and I've exhausted all my options and I've burned up all my willpower and burned up all my strength, well, now I tell you, I can't go on any longer. I guess I'm going to have to just trust the Lord with it. What if we started with that? What if I woke up this morning, God, I don't know what's coming today, but I'm going to trust you to handle it. I'm going to trust you to help me with it. And we learn to do that as a habit almost every day. And I hate to use that word habit because we associate that with traditions and all that. And we get into mechanical movements and all. But to purpose our heart, come what may, I'm going to abide in Christ. I'm going to make Him my habitation. I guess what I'm saying is this, Brother Mike, we're not supposed to use the Lord like a spare tire. To run to Him and Lord, I need you to help me with this problem that I'm in. And as soon as it's over with, just load him back up in the trunk and he'll be there whenever I need him next time. It says here that the Lord is my habitation. This refuge is where I dwell. I'm not moving back and forth. I dwell here. I get familiar with His ways. I get comfortable with the security He provides. Look at Psalms 91. Psalms 91, verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. When we come to dwell in the Lord, He will honor His word. I'm not preaching that you know, if you just trust the Lord, everything you ever do in this life is going to be, you know, to your liking, that everything's going to be perfect and you're not going to have any problems along the way. But to make the Lord your habitation, to make Him your refuge, is to put all of your trust in Him. And whenever you put all of your trust in Him, the Lord is going to do what He said He'll do. He's going to honor His word. Hear this familiar verse that we use so often. Seek ye that first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Lord says, seek me first. Seek my kingdom first. Seek my righteousness first. Learn to abide in Him. He says, if you'll do these things, I'm going to take care of what needs to be took care of. God will honor His word. He will do what He says. Proverbs 14:26, in the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. We can have strong confidence in Him, and His children shall have a place of refuge. You'll always have a place of refuge with the Lord. Refuge is a precious, precious promise. To have security in a very insecure world. To know that God is for us. To know that He desires for us to flee to Him so He can fight for us. If you notice, people of Israel, as they were held captive in Egypt, they were made slaves there, they began to cry out to the Lord. And the Lord heard their cry and raised them up a deliverer. And they left out of Egypt, they spoiled Egypt, and they left that place and they come down to the Red Sea. And Egypt had a change of heart. And they got in their chariots and their army just barrels down on top of Egypt, Israel. And as they're coming down, Israel begins to faint. They begin to shake. They begin to worry. And, you know, Moses, were there no graves in Egypt that you brought us out here in the wilderness to die? Because You've got the Red Sea in front of them, and they've got this great army coming against them, and they say, oh, there's no hope. What do we do? There's no hope. What do? Trust the Lord. Whenever you trust the Lord, what happens? The Lord is there to fight for us. The Lord's always been there for His people. God's people don't call out to the Lord without the Lord hearing. The Lord hears. And so God sends word, tell these people, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. There's God working on our behalf, working on behalf of Israel, God's people, working on their behalf to provide them security, safety. I want to encourage you tonight, listen again, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You know what you do when you stand still? You learn to trust, don't you? That's what we need to do as God's people. We need to learn to trust Him more with the things that come our way. Child of God, will you make the Lord thy habitation? Will you learn to trust Him? Will you learn He is your refuge? You've got great security in Him if you only run to Him. Last verse song. Amen.